嗨，大家好，
Hi, everyone.
我是老陈。
I am Lao Chen.
今天是2026年6月19号，星期五。
Today is Friday, June 19, 2026.
今天的第一部分内容。
The first part of today's content.
一，彭博社6月18号刊登的长篇报道指出，
According to a long article published by Bloomer on June 18,
过去数年间
over the past few years,
中国消费者的信用卡、房贷等各类不良消费贷款激增
Chinese consumers are experiencing a surge in bad credit loans such as credit cards and mortgages.
严重削弱了中国官方提振内需的努力。研究机构家富龙舟分析
Severely undermine the efforts of research institutions to boost domestic demand, according to a Dragon Boat analysis.
25家银行的财务报告后披露
Based on the financial reports of 25 banks.
去年中国家庭不良债务飙升 21%。
Last year, bad debts among Chinese families surged by 21%,
达到至少 2.22 万亿元
reach at least 2.22 trillion yuan,
创历史新高
make history.
官方去年已停止发布逾期和违约个人贷款的汇总数据。
The official stopped publishing aggregate debtor on overdue and defaulted personal loans last year.
浙江大学金融研究院的分析也预计，中国金融机构每年需要处置的个人不良债务规模可能高达2万亿至3万亿元。
According to the analysis of the Financial Research Institute of Zhejiang University, the scale of individual bad debts that Chinese financial institutions need to deal with each year may reach between 200 billion and 300 billion yuan.
这些估算数据表明
These estimates indicate that
截至2025年底
As of the end of 2025,
在中国11亿成年人口中多达 10.6% 的人存在债务逾期问题。沉重的个人债务负担正在拖累官方提振国内消费的努力。
Among the 110 million adults in China, as many as 10.6% have debt overdue problems. A heavy personal debt burden is dragging down the government's efforts to boost domestic consumption.
导致中国银行业新增贷款发放量减少，不断加剧的还款压力。
This leads to a continuous increase in the pressure on repayments, which is caused by the reduced volume of new loans issued by Chinese banks.
更削弱了
Weakened.
旨在刺激汽车
Aiming to stimulate the automotive industry.
房屋装修和电子产品等大宗消费的贷款补贴政策效果
Effect of loan subsidy policies for large-scale consumption such as home renovation and electronics
家富龙舟中国金融分析师指出
According to Jiafu Dragon Boat, a Chinese financial analyst
个人不良贷款还将持续堆积
Personal bad loans will continue to accumulate.
除非政府出台更强有力的政策来缓解民众的收入压力与财务紧缩状况。
Unless the government introduces more effective policies to alleviate the financial pressure and austerity of the people.
否则
Otherwise,
这一局面短期内难以改善。
This situation is unlikely to improve in the short term.
我之前的视频也给大家建议。
I also gave advice in my previous video.
尽量不要借钱。
Try not to borrow money.
也不要把钱借出去。
Don't lend money either.
二。
Two.
据日本媒体报道。
According to Japanese media reports,
日本国家旅游局6月17号公布的数据显示
According to data released by the Japan National Tourism Organization on June 17,
5月访日外国游客人数为355万9900人。
In May, the number of foreign tourists visiting Japan was 3,559,900.
同比下降 3.6%.
Compared to the same period last year, it decreased by 3.6%.
连续两个月低于去年同期。
Two consecutive months below the same period last year.
其中，中国大陆游客人数降至31.3万人。
The number of mainland Chinese tourists has dropped to 31.3 people.
同比减少60.4%。
Decreased by 64.4% compared to the same period last year.
连续六个月低于去年同期。
Six consecutive months below the same period last year.
韩国仍是日本最大游客来源地。
Korea remains the largest tourist source for Japan.
五月访日人数951,300人。
In May, the number of visitors to Japan was 1,350,000.
同比增长 15.2%.
Increased by 15.2% year on year.
创下同期历史最高。
Set a record for the highest in its history.
台湾以616,800人位居第二。
Taiwan, with a population of 616,800, ranks second.
同比增长 14.6%.
Increased by 14.6% year on year.
同样刷新同期记录。
Also break the record.
美国游客33,700人排第三。
33,700 American tourists ranked third.
同比增长 7%.
Increased by 7%.
此外
In addition,
东京市政府于2002年开征首个住宿税。
In 2002, the Tokyo Metropolitan Government introduced the first accommodation tax.
自2017年以来
Since 2017,
随着外国游客数量快速增加
With the rapid increase in the number of foreign tourists,
目前已有45个地方政府征收住宿税。
Currently, 45 local governments have collected accommodation tax.
以确保有足够的财务资源应对外国游客的涌入。
To ensure there are sufficient financial resources to cope with the influx of foreign tourists.
并促进旅游业发展。
And promote the development of tourism.
今天的第二部分内容。
The second part of today's content.
一。
One.
俄乌战争最新进展。
Latest developments in the Russia-Ukraine war.
第一。
First,
6月17号至18号夜间
June 17th to 18th night,
乌克兰军队对俄罗斯发动大规模袭击。
The Ukrainian army launched a large-scale attack on Russia.
重点打击莫斯科市区。
Focus on targeting Moscow city center.
并第二次袭击莫斯科炼油厂。
And also attacked the Moscow refinery for the second time.
乌军此前曾于6月15号至16号袭击过莫斯科炼油厂。
The Ukrainian army had previously attacked the Moscow refinery from June 15th to 16th.
泽连斯基表示
Zelensky said that
对莫斯科的空袭是对俄罗斯14号至15号袭击基辅一家修道院的回应。
The bombing of Moscow was a response to the Russian attack on Kyiv's monastery on the 14th and 15th.
俄罗斯一些军事博主表示
Some Russian military bloggers have said that
尽管莫斯科拥有高效的防空系统
Despite Moscow's efficient air defense system
但乌克兰军队仍然能够造成重大损失。
However, the Ukrainian army was still able to inflict significant losses.
强调俄罗斯需要加强防空力量。
Emphasize the need for Russia to strengthen its anti-aircraft forces.
他们还批评官方媒体淡化此次袭击，未能呈现真实的事实。
They also criticized the official media for failing to present the true facts of the attack.
呼吁俄罗斯媒体如实报道。战争研究所评估。
Call for Russian media to report on the Institute for Strategic Studies assessment.
乌克兰针对莫斯科和圣彼得堡等俄罗斯重兵把守的大城市发动的远程打击行动。
Ukraine's long-range strikes against major Russian cities such as Moscow and St. Petersburg.
其频率、
frequency、
规模和深度不断增加，表明
The increasing scale and depth indicate
俄罗斯防空系统日益脆弱。
Russian anti-missile defense systems are becoming increasingly vulnerable.
也凸显了克里姆林宫在如何应对其发动的战争所带来的国内代价方面所面临的困境。
This also highlights the dilemma faced by the Kremlin in terms of the domestic costs associated with the war it launched.
第二。
Second,
据媒体报道
，According to reports,
俄罗斯正从一些未指明的亚洲国家进口汽油。
Russia is importing gasoline from some unnamed Asian countries,
以应对国内汽油短缺问题。
To address the domestic gasoline shortage,
随着夏季的持续
，As the summer continues.
国内汽油短缺问题可能会进一步恶化。
The shortage of gasoline in China may further deteriorate.
俄罗斯
Russia,
你也有今天呢。
You have your day too.
第三
Third,
乌克兰的欧洲盟友继续向乌克兰提供军事援助。
Ukraine's European allies continue to provide military aid to Ukraine.
荷兰将拨款 2.5 亿欧元用于发展乌克兰无人机能力， 2.5 亿欧元用于购买美国武器。
The Netherlands will allocate 2.5 billion euros to develop Ukrainian drone capabilities and 2.5 billion euros to purchase US weapons.
德国将拨款4亿美元 为乌克兰购买美国武器。
Germany will allocate $400 million to purchase U.S. weapons for Ukraine.
英国宣布将在年底前向乌克兰提供150,000架无人机和350枚防空导弹及雷达。
The United Kingdom announced that it will provide Ukraine with 150,000 drones and 350 anti-aircraft missiles and radar systems by the end of the year.
二
Two.
据伊朗媒体报道
According to Iranian media reports,
伊朗最高国家安全委员会18号发表声明
The Supreme National Security Council of Iran issued a statement on the 18th.
根据美伊谅解备忘录第五条，申请通过霍尔木兹海峡的商船。
According to the U.S.-Iranian Memorandum of Understanding, Article 5, ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz.
必须向伊朗波斯湾海峡管理局提交申请。
Must submit an application to the Iranian Persian Gulf Strait Authority.
在这60天内，申请
apply within 60 days.
通过海峡的船只豁免收费
exemption from tolls for ships crossing the strait.
相关费用由伊朗政府承担。
The related expenses will be borne by the Iranian government.
此外
In addition,
传播追踪数据显示
According to ship tracking data,
美国和伊朗签署谅解备忘录
The United States and Iran signed a memorandum of understanding.
几个小时后
A few hours later,
三艘悬挂沙特国旗的超级游轮
Three super cruise ships flying the Saudi flag
运载600,000桶
Carrying 6 million barrels
原油驶过霍尔木兹海峡
Crude oil passes through the Strait of Hormuz
这是数周来通过海峡规模最大的一次
This is the largest shipment in weeks.
三
Three.
联合国人权事务高级专员蒂尔克16号发布的报告显示
According to the report released by the High Commissioner for Human Rights of the United Nations,
全球至少有58个国家和地区受到杀伤人员地雷的污染。
At least 58 countries and regions around the world are contaminated with landmines.
缅甸
Myanmar
叙利亚
Syria
阿富汗和乌克兰等地平民伤亡尤其严重。
The civilian casualties in Afghanistan and Ukraine are particularly severe.
2024年
2024
有至少945人死于地雷和战争遗留爆炸物。
At least 945 people have died from landmines and unexploded ordnance.
另有4325人受伤。
There were also 4325 injured.
在已知军民身份的伤亡者中
Among the casualties whose identities were known to the military
平民约占90%蒂尔克警告地雷不仅夺走生命
The majority of the population approximately 90% in the town of Tayyipgorn that landmines not only take lives
造成伤残
Cause injury,
也使大片土地无法进入，阻碍农业生产。
Also makes vast areas of land unsuitable for agricultural production,
并延长民众流离失所的处境。
And further exacerbate the plight of displaced people.
他敦促各国停止生产。
He urged countries to stop production.
使用和转让地雷。
Using and transferring landmines.
并加快清除已埋设的地雷。
And accelerate the clearance of buried landmines.
目前
Currently,
渥太华禁雷公约有162个国家加入。
Ottawa's New Ottawa Treaty has been joined by 162 countries.
但仍有部分拥有大量地雷库存的国家尚未加入。芬兰
However, some countries with large stockpiles of landmines have not yet joined Finland.
波兰
Poland,
波罗的海三国乌克兰近期相继退出公约。
The Baltic states of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania have recently withdrawn from the convention.
好
Okay.
今天呢，就跟大家聊这么多。
Today, I'll talk to you about this.
希望大家点赞、转发、关注。
Everyone likes, shares, and follows.
谢谢大家，再见。
Thank you all. Goodbye.